Mike keeps looking over there, and I think there's a ghost.
No ghost.
There's a ghost in the studio.
Ghost of podcast past.
A ghost in the Perfect Pour Studios.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Podcast. I am Mikey.
Hello.
Nick looks bewildered. He's like, is this really the beginning?
I don't know. It's the rain that's throwing me off.
Yeah.
My hip hurts.
Raining on the roof. Also here, the bearded brewer.
That's Matt. That's me.
Hey. We may have a special guest later, but right now it's just us.
Now we have Mortimer the ghost.
Yes. Us and the ghost that's in here.
Yes.
Doing something.
Weird noises.
I hope in the beer fridge, not taking too much of our stuff. Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Podcast. This is episode 34.
Yay.
The weekly craft beer podcast.
New and improved.
Mm-hmm.
But wait, there's more.
I don't know if it's improved.
Oh. New but and?
The something. More.
Blank.
More.
New
and more of the same.
New and different beer from last time.
Yeah.
The beer has improved. The hosts have not.
So I don't know if our weekly is going to work out or if anyone is. A few people are mildly entertained by the notion of us being weekly.
Yes.
So I don't know.
We are the green capped salsa of podcast.
Not sure what that means, but
I don't know either.
All right.
Oh, Mike, you said mild. I was thinking.
You mentioned salsa, and I got
mild?
Intrigued. Oh, yeah. Mild. Okay, there you go.
Yes.
Green signifies mild. Got
That's
it.
Right.
There's usually mildly spiced buffalo wings.
Ooh. Now I want buffalo wings.
Yes.
Great. Now I want buffalo wings. All right.
Welcome to the Perfect Buffalo Wings.
Buffalo Wing Podcast. Start it.
Okay. Go.
Before we started recording, we had Sierra Nevada Harvest Single Hop IPA, the Yakima number 291 hops.
Yay! That was the peasants rejoicing.
Yeah, so it was just brewed all with Yakima hops, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I know what Yakima hops taste like, for
exactly.
Sure.
Exactly.
I enjoyed it. It's a little different.
Yeah.
It wasn't like thrilling, but...
Well, I liked it.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah,
you like the single hop kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, and I'm sad because five beers in the series, and you can't save them like long enough to get to the next one. So how the hell are you gonna know what the next one's gonna taste like?
I don't know.
You should have wrote down some notes.
Oh, that would be too smart. We need tasting books.
Tasting books.
Yes,
there's such a thing.
Yeah. Yes.
Tasting books.
Books. Yes.
Oh. Word. What?
What?
I don't know.
This.
Eh? He, it's like he had a thought and then, you guys aren't worth
it. Try to think.
You guys aren't worth
it
about that thought.
I'm still recovering from last night.
Oh, what happened last night, Bearded Brewer?
Well, there was a Dust Bowl takeover at Das Beer House.
Oh.
We were in good company and
podcast guest was there? Dust Bowl?
Yeah, Mr. Scott.
Scott was there? Scotty? Yeah,
if you want me to name drop. You know.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah. So a lot of Dust Bowl was flowing, obviously.
Yeah, no, they went all out. It's just like, oh, here's a Belgian Blonde. Here's a Doppelbock. So that's your 6.7 percenter. So that's mm-hmm. your higher up. And then they're like, oh, here's Soul Crusher and Super Tramp. So it's just like... It's either you're all in or you're just dancing around the fire.
That's all in. That sounds all in.
So it turned out to be a good night, but.
Both musical references, right? Soul Crusher and Super Tramp.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anybody?
No.
No.
Okay.
I will go home. I'm going to go hang out with the ghost. Maybe in the somebody back listen. Of the...
Yeah. Maybe he knows more about music.
Yeah. We're going to go talk music.
And now what we've been drinking from Stone Brewing, the Matt Cartwright, the Matt's Burning Rosids. Rosids?
Rosids.
Mm-hmm. Rosids. The Imperial Cherrywood Smoked Saison.
Yeah, the name's as unconventional as the flavor.
It is. It is unconventional flavor.
Yeah.
The aroma is like crazy.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. It's bourbon-y.
I can't... yeah.
You know, well, it's obviously cherry wood making it smoky, but way crazy flavor. It's like you're drinking two things at once.
Yeah.
Like if you're just pouring a bottle of whiskey and a bottle of Belgian...
Yeah, you mixed it.
At the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Mike's looking at the ghost.
Oh, there it is, the ghost.
Oh, there's the ghost.
Also known as Bells.
Oh, we're all screwed.
Has just come into the studio. Bells from Dorktown Podcast.
Gentlemen.
We have been blessed with the presence.
Or you want to sit there, Barhose Bell? Oh. Or you want to sit in the seat? We're going to do some mic switching now. This is a time on the podcast when we mic switch.
Is this thing on?
It's like, okay. Headphones are moving over.
He's preparing his beer for the podcast.
He's preparing his beer.
Beer.
Yes.
What we will refer to as beer.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Oh, there he is.
I tried to get here earlier, but shit happened.
Damn rain got in the way.
Shit happens.
It happened, man. So you guys been...
drinking
enjoying
beer.
Some good stuff, huh?
Yeah.
No, it's all terrible.
You missed out on, you missed out on the terrible ones. We were saving the good ones for you.
Yeah, of course. Sweet. I hope I made it for the Miller Lite.
That's later. I think it was Miller. There's some sort of weird, they have this black bottle. Have you seen this in the grocery store? Anyone?
Of Miller?
Yeah. I don't know if it was Miller.
Oh, there's a Bud.
It was Light.
Black Crown.
No, it's not the Black Crown. It's something else.
I mean, I've heard stories of this. I wouldn't know.
Never mind. Nobody knows.
Never go to cooler door number one.
That the whole macro section, I don't even bat an eye at it anymore. I don't even see it.
You just know by the glow off the cans, the silver cans, you just know... That's not my section.
Yep. There's too much silver and red.
And then you have to blue. Then you have to ignore the 40s like an ex-girlfriend, and you finally find the craft.
Sometimes.
But you think about them. You think about it from, that is a good deal.
There's a few liquor stores that will mix. There's a little bit of a mix of the 40 cans and a couple craft beerish.
Oh, yeah.
You got to look hard because they'll blend in. You're like, oh, wait, there's this.
This is wrong.
What do they have this with that?
So,
thanks for being here, Bill.
I was just supervising.
All right. Yeah, supervising podcast studio. Make sure everything's running legally.
I totally agree with the blue glow that you see from door number one. You don't even look at it. It just reminds me of Red Bull door, I'm staying away from this crap. That's awful.
This really hot girl's looking at me. Oh, she works for Red Bull.
That's great.
Well, I think it's time now. I think we're getting through this Matt's Burning Rosids.
What? Day. Oh, not me.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, we're not.
No.
We'll wait. We don't need to move on to the next beer.
Oh, wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Something happened.
Huh? What? So
I got a question for you guys.
Oh no! Here we go.
I'm just curious. I mean,
we have a caller.
Caller.
First of all, I need to do whatever it takes to get one of those sweatshirts.
Yeah.
And I think I have to go in.
Bells is pointing
and buy
at
one.
Yeah. Bearded Brewers Tioga
Square. But you see, the problem is I'm
zip up
always doing
hoodie.
Something when you guys are open for growler fills and stuff.
Yep.
Stuff.
Dang it.
Damn it.
Oh, yeah, no, I got a nice bleach stain on here. And I'm like, oh, so can I get another one? They're like, we like to sell these things to customers. And I was like, damn it.
That's pretty sweet, actually.
I shouldn't have given you that one.
But I got distracted from my question is, it's in regards to BevMo. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm interested.
For some reason.
Oh, are you bragging that you have your own now in Clovis?
No, I they can go back to hell for all I care. I care less about BevMo. When I walk in there and I pay like a buck 50 more than what I can get a drink for elsewhere. Mm-hmm. I'm not pleased with that. But my question is, what do you guys feel about, and this drives me nuts, and I don't want to buy anything there because it's all sitting on a shelf and it's not refrigerated.
Right.
Yep.
That is a complaint.
It's dead beer to me.
Oh, dead beer. Ah.
It's dead beer.
It's very true. If we dig back, if we had a soundbite of one of our older podcasts.
I'm sure you guys have talked about
Tommy,
this.
He said, BevMo is where craft beer goes to die.
And you know what? I believe him. I believe him wholeheartedly.
Yeah, I still have something. You just, in Fresno anyway, sometimes you're kind of forced to go there, though. I mean, I'm going to buy... I try to lean heavy on what's in the refrigerated case.
Usually they're pretty good at putting little tags on that say, also in cold storage, and that's what you have to...
Try to go heavy on that. But some of the more interesting, unique stuff usually isn't in the refrigerated.
Nope.
Usually the refrigerated stuff's like the stuff that's pretty regular.
I thought you guys would be wasted by now.
We're professional. This is a professional podcast. It's not like Dorktown. Okay. Right.
Yeah, we start at 8 a.m. This is a slowing down period for us.
Yeah, we've been here for 8 hours plotting and scheming and drinking.
I tip my hat off to you.
Taking
guys.
Notes.
That's pretty darn good.
What Bells? What's can you off the top of your head? What's in your beer fridge right now?
In my beer fridge right now, I actually have a homebrew. My next door neighbor brewed his own batch of beer with his brother, and he gave me quite a few, actually.
Oh. they're good.
We can't get rid of this shit.
He gave you quite a few to pour out in the drain.
Yeah, and I didn't even think to bring the bottle over for us to try it. But
idiot.
It ended up being I guess you would want to call it a light hop kind of pilsnerish style that looked like an IPA. It had a nice golden brown, not brown, golden tint to it. It was clean.
Mm-hmm.
It was very drinkable. Real smooth. Not too much of a butt kicker. Not too hoppy as I thought it could be. But they're trying to rework their ingredients and try to make it a little more hoppier, but it was not that bad. Mm-hmm. I've had worse. I have had worse.
There it is.
I also have some Sculpin IPA.
Oh, nice.
And
that is the hop.
And I got
IPA right now.
I got a double very dry hop in right there. Now.
Yeah,
I always like to keep a double dry hop.
Mm-hmm. Number 2 on the list of IPAs, right?
Sculpin?
Your personal.
DDH
is my number 2.
The Bell's personal list of IPAs.
Yes, number 2.
Number 2. Nice. Who does number 2 work for?
It works for me.
Number 2, make it so.
Side note for you, Bells. Mikey's actually collecting rainwater right now for his Mr. Beer kit, so you'll be looking forward to that in about
Fresno.
4 weeks.
Nice. That'll be a Fresno.
I'm so proud of my brother right now.
The Blue
working in the Mr. Beer reference.
Nice. Nice job. The Blue Dogs. They used San Francisco fog. They were able to capture San Francisco fog and use that as their water. So I guess we should use Fresno acid rain for. Yes.
Have you guys ever heard that an elderly woman farting in the fog in San Francisco?
No.
This is what it sounds like. I'm gonna need your guys' help. Okay. you know, I'm gonna go fog is the ghost dense. In the back. I need one of you guys to just. To just do a foghorn for me. I need someone to just
Nick
do,
can do
just,
that.
Just go.
Oh, wait. That's racist.
So if you could just give me a nice foghorn. This is an elderly woman farting in the fog in San Francisco.
I have the feeling this is not going where any of us think it should.
I got this beer in my hand, so I'm busy.
The end. That's an elderly woman passing gas in the fog, San Francisco.
That's the kind of entertainment Bells brings to Dorktown Podcast every other week. Mm-hmm. Find it on dorktownpodcast.com.
Guys are like, oh, God, why did this asshole?
Who invited them? Oh, that's right. He lives here.
This is going somewhere.
What? So, what about you, brothers?
Can
you?
Who do I need to sleep with to get a beer around here?
Oh, geez. Oh, yeah.
Somebody... Aren't you guys still taste testing stuff up? Or no? Or
one that you won't like to open up.
I wouldn't.
I don't know.
If
maybe.
If you have to ask it's what you have to do, you can't.
It's going
to
be something different.
Oh, we're not going to do the Black Hand by Speakeasy? Ooh, is Bell's into that?
That's a chocolate stout. Sweet Jesus.
Oh. Oh, we don't mess around here.
No, you don't. Oh, no.
Welcome to the jungle, baby.
Wow.
You're going to die.
We go light. We go dark. We go
strong. We go all over the place, hey, man.
Or
you guys open, are...
Oh, well. All right, Nick, can pull out something else from the fridge, too. Matt,
it's not attached to me.
Matt, can you name anything in your fridge right now?
I still have a Dust Bowl growler that I have not drinking.
How old is that growler?
It's about a month.
What? Oh, no.
But it's
oh, you've broken all the laws.
But it's a barley wine, so I think it's...
Oh, okay. You're good then. So I assume. Yeah, I don't know. I have not heard on stuff that's good for aging how that works growler-wise.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I have not heard anyone talk about that.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a great question. There. I mean, I cleared a little bit out to show up here. I, you know, grabbed a barley wine that I have in the bottle here. I grabbed an old Chico to bring down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm chilling down some Shermans right now.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I noticed they were doing a Sierra Nevada was doing a 4-pack of IPAs.
Nick just pulled out some other beers here.
Four different.
That's exactly where that came from.
Sierra Nevada. They have a session at IPA apparently.
Yeah, there's a new.
Open that up.
Four way.
The Bells get into that. He's gonna want to try that.
This one has been slightly modified by some graffiti artist. Yes.
So if you look at the bottle at the right angle, it almost looks like the bottle says Stoner, but it says Nooner. So I went ahead and changed the first two letters and took care of it.
Perfect. It's Sierra Nevada's Nooner Session IPA. I haven't seen this in town. Where did you get? Who got this, Nick?
Yeah.
Where was it at?
At my favorite local bottle shop, Whole Foods.
Oh. Hey, that little local bottle shop.
Yeah, little local
place. Paycheck Foods.
They always end up having the best selection.
Isn't that funny?
That's
why I end up there. But Sierra Nevada released a 4-pack of IPAs, four-way. I think it's called the 4-way IPA 4-pack.
It's four different IPAs?
Four different IPAs. And a power?
Oh, my gosh.
So you got the...
I want to try this. I want to have.
You must have. So we have the Nooner, which is their new session IPA, which I was hoping it'd be somewhere close to Lagunitas Daytime.
Matt.
Completely different.
I want to say it's that. I think there's a... They might throw in a Torpedo.
They do, too. Yeah, Torpedo.
I think they've got... And then they've got a Rye... I think there's a red rye IPA or a black.
I didn't see. It's a black IPA, yeah.
Okay, there's a black IPA, and then there was something else.
A white IPA.
Oh, there you go. I think that's what it was.
That was strange. It was more Belgian.
They didn't want to. Yeah. White. They kept it even. A black IPA and a white. It was ebony and ivory. IPAs.
All right. And the Torpedoes in first time I think in 12-ounce bottles. Usually they're bombers or big cans. The 16-ounce cans.
Now the session. I'm
untapping my.
I'm not getting any aroma, really.
Nope. It's like a pale ale light.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't have a very hoppy.
It says big. Big in hop aroma and flavor, but I'm not getting either. I mean, the bottle's about a month old.
Huh.
That's
still within parameters.
It's not a month. Oh, I guess it is. It was January 22nd.
Yep. That would be a month ago.
That would be a month. So they got the blindfold, which was a special release last year, but now it's in the 4-pack. And then Snow Wit, white IPA.
Ah, I like this description. There's no better way to start a lazy afternoon than with a group of friends and a few beers.
Nooner.
It's pretty good. It's not bad.
Well, considering it's what it's designed for.
Considering it's drinking, a session, there's not a whole lot going on with it, but...
You could slap a pale ale label on that, and I wouldn't know the difference. Mm. Can you taste the difference?
No, it's really close to pale ale.
Yeah,
it tastes pretty close to it.
I think it almost has something more than the pale does, though. The syrup seems like there's something. There's more in. It's a little more interesting.
A cooler bottle to put yeah. ski on.
It's got so a cooler bottle. That's what's interesting about it.
This would probably be more of a modern recipe because I mean the pale ale is one of the original flagships of the company, right. So it's probably never changed.
Yeah,
and it's like 20 years.
Yeah, and they were saying Sierra Nevada was saying they've grown so quickly they're just now getting caught up to the point where they can make all these crazy unique beers. That's why we're seeing some different ones.
Finally. Well, I know. I mean, at the brewery, they have an amazing amount of stuff you can have at the brewery itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you publicly, gotta go like, Chico, spread but around, they just never had the capacity to yeah. put them out there.
Wasn't it them that had a tap takeover on the Central Coast? That had this just yeah, a giant Monterey, right? tack. Yeah, it was like, wasn't it 50 something taps?
Yeah,
it was like
a world record.
I think we even talked about it.
Holy
yeah! Shit. Damn you, Sierra
Nevada. They got too big. That's the problem. They got too big.
They did. They got too big too quick.
Yeah.
They're still better than Samuel Adams.
Yeah, who? There's a Sam Adams of the West Coast, but they're still better.
Rebel IPA, man.
Have you had that Rebel IPA, Bills?
No.
According to McShane of Growler Radio, it's just like a Lagunitas IPA.
That was by...
Which is why Lagunitas is pissed at them, I guess.
I think I made a comment about that to him on Twitter as well, saying I would rather drink my own urine than drink anything by Samuel Adams.
And he replied, obviously.
Anything. Not even Boston Lager? No.
Oh, it's terrible. Oh. I do not like Samuel Adams. Oh. I'm sorry.
I'm
racist, man.
All right, what happens though?
Hate people named Samuel.
Because there's a lot of situations like this, Bills. What happens when you're at a place and Sam Adams is the only craft-esque beer there? Yeah, what do you do?
Bud Light Lime or a Boston Lager?
Yes, a Bud Light product, Coors product. Or a Sam Adams. What are you doing?
I order a diet. I go to hard liquor.
Diet Coke.
Oh, you switch to go to Diet Coke, or I'll take a Scotch on the rocks.
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
There's your answer.
And if they don't have Scotch on the rocks, I'm going to have a diet soda.
All right.
If they don't have diet soda, I'm just going to flip the guy off, walk out.
Run out of there. B-A-M. Run out.
I'll never return to this Burger King again.
So. What?
Why don't you have Scotch on the rocks?
You only have Sam Adams here at this Burger King? Fuck you. Run. Sorry, everyone at the Abbey Trappist Pub in Stockton. I just dropped an F-bomb right in the middle of the bar.
Oh, bar F-bomb.
Oh, that's right. Hello, people out there.
Hey, everyone in the bar.
Hi.
How's Stockton?
Hey. What did you do today?
What did you do in Stockton today? Yeah. Go Stockton Ports.
That IPA is looking good over there.
Order another one.
Yeah.
Look at that Tioga Sequoia from Tap there. Looks pretty good, doesn't it?
Hey, Miss Sage, come over here. I need another round.
Lauren. Sorry. We're trying to talk to the people in the bar.
And that's the shout out moment on the Perfect Bar Podcast.
Yay!
I think personally that Sierra Nevada should trim down from their size.
Yeah.
And Russian River should just inflate just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Just enough to get that shit, distributed.
That'd be the perfect world.
Get it distributed here.
Just enough to be here.
Just enough to be here.
Well, we were talking about that before we started. Apparently, there's rumors going around Fresno that somebody's going to get some Russian River on tap.
Nobody's going to get that.
Bell says no.
I don't think
so. Bell's voting no. Matt thinks it's going to happen.
Where would it go? Which
that's the thing. It's
where would it go?
It's still
my vote
in
was
the
always spoken.
Yard house. It's not going to go to yard.
Yes,
house.
It will be in the rotating hand.
I think I'll tell you where it should go.
It'll be in the Belgian six pack sampler.
It would be awesome if they had but it would take forever to get one, is if they had it at Body in the Bog.
Why haven't they got it yet? Those guys have been around longer.
It doesn't. I talked to them about it. I was there last week.
I heard.
Had the batch 250 on tap.
Yeah, one of the last.
Oh, that's nice.
Mike was checking your passport for a stamp to Fresno from Clovis.
The guy remembered me from like a decade ago.
Wow.
He's like, I remember you. I'm like, yeah, man, I was here last week too. No, you used to come years ago. I'm like, yep.
Yep, that's right.
Like, you've gotten a little bit faster serving your beer. I appreciate that. It takes 5 minutes now. Awesome guy, though, man.
He's awesome.
Well, yeah.
I asked him about Pliny. He thinks it's a little too much hype.
Wow.
He's had it. He goes, it's too much hype for me. It's okay. He likes some other beer. He pointed at another one that he had on tap. Just like, I like this beer personally. I'm like, you're just trying to sell this beer.
What beer did he say?
I don't remember. It was another IPA, but it was nothing that even interested me.
Yeah.
And then he gave me a taster of Smitwick's because I had never had a Smitwick's.
Oh, okay. You've never lived, sir.
And it was good.
Yeah.
Smitwick's.
Mm-hmm.
It was not bad.
Like, isn't that Guinness product?
Yeah. Shh. Don't tell him that.
Okay. Shh. What's happening?
Yeah. Smitwick's, Harp. And Guinness.
I like Harp.
Which is your Costco Irish pack?
Your Irish kit?
Yeah, Costco Irish kit.
Distributed, bottled in Turlock, and comes in, you know, comes somewhere local. Yeah. Supposedly from Ireland. It's not.
It's made in Canada. This
came from Ireland.
Bottled in Madeira.
It came from Dublin, the East Bay.
Yeah, Dublin.
McFarland.
No.
Brewed in a building with a picture of Dublin inside.
There you go.
Somewhere in California.
Nick, I asked these guys what was in their fridge. Can you tell me what's in your beer fridge right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
Parabola 2013.
Oh,
I forgot to mention
that. Are you aging that?
Yes, I'm aging that.
You have a date? Do you have a dateline, the time frame on it?
About a year from... yesterday.
It's my new day, yes.
February 25th is now Big Ass Beer Day.
Oh, okay. That's the thing you said on Instagram, huh?
Yeah.
Is that something you made up?
I just made it up.
All right.
Big Ass Beer Day, man.
I'm working on getting this day off every year.
All right. Remember it next year. We'll make a thing of it.
I'm thinking of challenging Growler Radio's ABV mic for the title.
Do.
Going for the 10% plus. So Big Ass Beer Day. Break out your big ass beers.
That's what we should just start doing. Making up various... throughout the year,
next year. I'm thinking festival, right? Party bus. What else can we do? Strippers? No.
No. Female talent with a talent poll.
That's what
a talent poll.
That's the proper way. Female pole vaulters. That's what.
Yes.
The pole vaulting team.
I don't have a beer right
now. Yeah, they always dress like that.
I don't have a beer right now, so we should open up something there.
Well, how about a hopped rod rye?
All right.
Or we have a new
Tioga. A new Tioga Sequoia product. Let's open that up.
Oh,
is it does. Testing?
No, it does. It is the real deal, but nobody has this right now.
All right. That's what we need more of on this podcast.
We'll let Bells guess what it is.
Oh, yeah. Let's see if Bells can guess the style.
We'll let him do first pour.
It is an unmarked bottle.
It is one of our four new beers.
Tioga has four new beers.
We have four new beers coming.
Tell us the other three.
I'm looking forward to
because he's not going to and he's not going to be able
can
to.
Can I say it? You don't think I'm going to guess it?
I couldn't guess it, so I'm just going to assume you can.
He's not a skunk's bud.
He's smelling it. He's trying it now. What kind of color are you think?
He's very
cautiously looking at it,
nosing it.
You thinking what kind of style you think that is of that color?
That's a triple IPA.
Nope.
Tecumseh.
Not even close.
Damn it.
That's a Sam Adams.
I thought he might hit it.
This is a Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams tried to do a Lagunitas, so now we're going to try to do what Sam Adams did on the Lagunitas, and we're trying to make a Rebel IPA clone.
This is Folgers with crystals.
Folgers?
This is Folgers?
This is Pepsi.
The best. Part of waking up.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Craft beer.
So you're saying it's an IPA style, basically.
So this
he said no.
I would have thought
no,
that
but he
too.
Said it's not Tecumseh.
No, it's not. So, the only reason I said that because I know it's coming out in a week, and I thought you're previewing it. That's all.
No, but we
I
already
don't even know if I said it right.
Tecumseh, yeah.
Okay.
You know. That's Sherman's middle name. That is one of the four. The second one we have, which we currently have right now, it's called Smoke Chaser. It is our Cherrywood Smoked Barley Wine. Then we have Rush Hour, our breakfast stout. We have that coming out. And then Midnight Lightning, which is our Russian Imperial Stout.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Midnight Lightning.
We also have, for St. Paddy's Day, we do have an Irish Stout coming out. And some of it will be carbonation, but we did pull some aside to put it on nitro. So
nice. At the tap room.
That tap room. And
it's time for a Tioga Sequoia tap room update.
It's the same.
And that's been your Tioga Sequoia tap room update.
They too are collecting rainwater.
Collecting rain, like the blue dogs.
Acid rain.
No, just like any other building in Fresno, it finally rained and we go, oh, the roof leaks a little bit. That's about it.
Yeah, that's when you find out. It takes a while in Fresno, but eventually you find out your roof leaks.
Yes. Mine, it does.
So what is this we're drinking again?
Smoke Chaser. It is just over 10%. It is a barley wine.
Whoa, holy shit.
And they use a smooth cherry wood smoked malt in it.
Wow. That's serious.
Breathe fire now.
Which, this is one of our three beers that we're barrel aging as well. Oh. So a year from the 25th of January, you'll be able to get a hold of.
It's going
to
even be more interesting.
Bourbon barrel aged.
So is this going to be in the tap room?
Mm-hmm.
It'll be available.
Mm-hmm. Are we running out of DDH right now? Is it getting low? Or are you guys brewing another batch?
I haven't seen one brewed yet this month, but we did put one out recently.
Tell them I said, yeah.
Get cool. It over here to Dorktown Studios.
It'd be cool if it was on deck coming out.
But yeah, no, the Imperial IPA that Tecumseh, that one's one that has to be looked after because not much of it is there.
Yeah, I read it was 60 cases total. Yes.
Yeah.
See, I read, man. Wow. 60 cases. Things.
20 is going up north. 20 is going down south.
Oh, no. That means there's only 40. No.
That's the way. No. No, eh? Don't do that, eh?
20.
See, I read good, not so good with math.
Not so good.
The whole insider secret, there's probably about 20 cases that may or may not be allocated already to certain places. So it is, you find it, you better grab it.
Wow. Ooh, it's becoming a rare bird.
Yeah.
All right, boys. It's time. It's
not one you want to age either. You want to drink that pretty fresh?
Well, no. With its hop content, it'll probably last a little bit.
Yeah.
But, of course, you know, drink wisely.
It's time to bang cod drinking.
Oh.
We review the past week of drinking since the last podcast.
Oh, Lord.
What we've been drinking, if any interest.
I think I have some blurry photos.
I had a Rogue Farms 7-Hop IPA
that
I found at Elite Liquor. I was like,
what?
I was just like stunned. I was like, whoa, I've never seen this bottle before.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. This is interesting. 7-Hop?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That sounds like it would be awesome.
Why did I feel this is going to go poorly?
I purchased it. Well, it didn't go poorly.
Okay.
It was not a bad beer at all. But it was just... You know, like you get in your head from a name.
Oh.
You're like, 7 hops? Well, hold. That's just going to be crazy hoppy.
That's going to be like 7 Plinies in one bottle.
Yeah. And it was just milder than you would. I'm my head, it was just really mild.
Mm.
The hops were not like in your face.
Now we need to find somebody.
And that's why I dubbed it as East Coast style. Because if it's not incredibly hoppy to me, then I'm like, East Coast.
Is that the official term, East Coasty?
Yep. That's how I dubbed it. East Coasty.
East Coasty.
This is East Coasty.
East Coasty.
I think Tioga Sequoia's next run should be an East Coast style IPA and a West Coast style IPA and name it Biggie and Tupac.
Yeah. There That's you go.
Brilliant. I like that.
It's a good one, Bells.
The feud.
Been caught drinking.
Yeah, also. I had that Matt brought up from San Diego. I've been holding it for a while. That Modern Times Hoppy Dank Amber.
Oh, yes.
That thing, it was better than the... Because you brought one that we had on the podcast,
mm-hmm.
and then you left one for me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it was better than it was when during the podcast. I don't know if a little bit, a few weeks of aging helps it, or if it was just from a different, because I just, that was the only beer I had that night. So it was just like tasted really good. Like,
probably some better. Aging. It was probably the proper temperature. Yeah. Usually, you know, on the ride over, they warm up a little bit.
Right.
So
it was damn good. And I'm not, you know, I don't necessarily like ambers. Mm-hmm. I'm not usually, if it's something amber related, I'm not going to be like, oh, this is really good. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to be like, yeah, this is good for an amber. But it was just good in general. So have that Modern Times Hoppy Dink Amber if you can.
Nice.
Bell's, I think, would even like that one.
Ooh, this is some.
I'm always up for trying something.
I had the Stone's Grapefruit Slam, the Stochasticity.
Which one?
Project.
Stone one?
Yeah, the Stochasticity Project Grapefruit Slam IPA.
We had this together.
With grapefruit peel. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, this was pretty good.
It was good.
It wasn't bad.
It was like, I was thinking, again, it was another one where I was thinking I would just look like this, I was going to get blown away by this. So I was like, oh, yep, this was made for me. And it was still good, but I was just a little bit disappointed just because I built it up too much. Mm-hmm. Not in there necessarily anything wrong with the beer at all.
It was an easy drinking IPA.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't.
Well, you think something's up, too, with
Stone. It's got a cool-ass label.
Stone not calling it a Stone.
Yeah, because there's nothing on the bottle that says it's Stone.
Yeah.
It says it's brewed in Escondido, but it doesn't say Stone.
It's under the Kochen Wagner.
Yeah.
Kuchen Wagner.
So it's just like you wouldn't know anything that it's Stone unless you just knew already. So
yeah.
But actually, I would suggest it. And then I had a six pack of Rampant Imperial IPA.
At once?
Yeah, at once. No way. And I was like,
wasn't that Coneheads? They'd open up all six beers.
Yeah, and just drink the whole six pack. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not as so Imperial IPAs are kind of hit and miss as much as I love IPAs.
Yeah.
And I was just, the Rampant is just, I don't know, there's too much alcohol going on, I think.
In the Rampant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? It's not a bad beer at all, but it's just.
The Ranger is their single.
The Ranger's, yes. The Rampant's definitely, yeah.
And this, yeah, really, Rangers, really good.
Yeah, the Rampant's just, it was just too much for me.
Hmm.
I mean, I still drank it. I didn't pour it out.
Well, I guess somebody has to drink this
somebody's
beer.
Somebody's got
to
drink all this. But I think I'm just, you know, doubles and triples are just special occasions anymore. They're not good for just a relaxing Tuesday evening.
Your average rainy day Tuesday
evening. Yeah. So that, what's I've been conjuring, Matt?
Yes. So I made another trip up to Southgate.
Oh, man, you're just all in the Southgate craze.
Well, yeah.
It's all about Oakhurst right now.
Well, it's far enough away. There's good scenery and town's full of interesting people.
Mm-hmm.
You got to like a good interesting people, you know, area.
Bear watching.
Their Tenaya Red IPA, that one was pretty good. That was the newest one I tried of theirs. Then back down in town, I found out that DOS had a El Conquistador 32-ounce can, so one of those got opened last night.
Woohoo!
Belgian Blonde of Dust Bowl, the Doppelbach of Dust Bowl, even a Soul Crusher made it in there.
Man.
So kind of little sampler of that. They had a Stillwater Artesian Ales. They had a Why Can't IBU.
That's nice. Yeah. That's a nice name.
Yes.
Why Can't I Be You? Clever.
And it was cool that
clever girls.
The screen printing on the bottle was kind of like 3D. So like you try to like cross your eyes, but then you realize you need the funky glasses.
Probably. Oh, okay. Like one of those, from Mallrats where you can see the ship in the painting.
It's a schooner.
It's a scooter.
And then I had a six pack of Hops of Wrath, just
nice.
Because
all at once.
I swear it was the best Hops of Wrath I ever had in the world, just because it was in 12-ounce form. You know,
and it is nice to see that in six packs now.
Even though you still have four of them in a night, you're like, no, it's 12 ounces. It's 12 better.
It's fine. It's not a big deal. I forgot that I did have a Hops of Wrath at Poplo's.
Mm-hmm.
recently, so
they had it at Popolo's.
Yeah, they had they had a tap takeover at Popolo's, so mm-hmm. they still had some left from that tap takeover.
I see.
And they're still getting rid of their kegs.
They've stepped it up there. They have some Oscar Blues. They have some Barrel House. They have Dust Bowl right now.
And I love
Popolo's. A couple of Rogues have made it in there.
I can only get producer Becky to willingly go there once in a while. She likes it, but she does not nearly like it as much as I do. Man. Like, I'll go there every other day.
Oh, yeah. I'm there once a week.
Oh, yeah. I love the food. I love Fresno's the boost, best
salad bar.
And I love the beer. Yep.
Oh, where's best salad bar?
Popolo's.
Popolo's?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's the best small salad bar. That is not bar.
Specifically a salad bar restaurant.
Right.
I had a pretty good salad at Sweet Tomatoes.
Well, that's what they do. Yeah, that's you what better
they
have do. A damn
yeah, they better Sweet Tomatoes. They better kick ass.
Just, you know,
yeah. The Sizzler and Sweet Tomatoes better kick ass at their salad bar.
Yeah, I mean, that's yeah.
some soup.
Well, yeah. potato and some cheesy bread and you're set.
Yeah. yeah. They actually have some beer in there. If you have a bad salad
at Sweet Tomatoes, they messed up.
Sweet Tomatoes actually has some beer in there. Not, you know, craft beer, but they have beer.
But, you know, I mean, 35 topping salad bar. That is amazing. The brother tipped me off that, you know, like they have their happy hour. Their appetizers are half price. So you could get a plate. Yeah, you get a plate of chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
And they don't have the sauce on the wings. You could dip the wings into the sauce.
Interesting.
So you get the apple.
Sauce control.
Yes, sauce control. That's good. Not a lot of places give you sauce control. Yeah.
Control your own sauce.
Yeah, control your own sauce. Wow.
Prince right now.
And we are no way sponsored by Popolo's. But if we were, we would like to be.
Yeah,
if we were, they'd send a pizza over right now and feed us.
Oh, geez, that'd be awesome.
If you're listening to this,
yes.
Anybody from Popolo's, please help us.
Even if it's a day old pizza, we'll take it.
Can we help you reopen the Marks and Shaw one?
Oh, man. I used to work at Baskin Robbins at Marks and Shaw, and we would trade ice cream for pizza.
Oh,
back in the day.
Is that the best thing ever when you work
in? That is the best trading ever. Ice cream for pizza.
Ice cream for some pizza. All right, fuck it.
I remember the days when I worked at Sonic. Like, me and Eds would call us and they'd be like, hey, can we trade you a large pizza for like some burgers? And we're like, fuck yeah. That's like worth their weight in gold when you work in the
food. Yes, please.
The barter system. Next, we're going to the blacksmith and get him to shoe our horses.
Yes.
Nick, what have you, or Matt, unless there's something else you haven't been you've been drinking, Matt?
Let's go with that covers it. I don't.
We have another show next week. You can just say.
Yeah, lump it in next week.
I have a backlog of beers you haven't told yet on the podcast.
Nick, have you been drinking anything in the past week?
Why, hello.
Hello, Nick.
I has a Coors Light.
Mm.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
You're speaking like Borat.
Borat. Yes.
I have some news.
I will not move to a smaller room.
Ali G, Resurrection has come back. Have you guys ever watched the Ali G show?
Yes, but is it on yet?
It's tonight was the premiere.
Oh, why are we podcasting tonight?
I'm recording.
You're shutting off the podcast now.
I am recording. And tonight, they also have Borat in this episode.
No. So. I saw the promo where he's in the limo truck with the jacuzzi in the back.
Yeah.
And I was like, I cannot wait for this.
Oh, he's he restarted the Ali G show?
It's called Resurrection.
Oh,
it's on FX. It starts tonight. I'm recording it.
All right.
I can never say all snap like he says it and sound halfway as cool.
Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. The crap that guy gets away with.
Me's tanks me Julie wants to come over here. I could have gotten vulgar, but I didn't.
Wow, look at you.
He gets vulgar. I held
staying clean.
You guys got beer like
because this is played in the Abbey Travis pub in Stockton. Yes. And, you know, you can't get too crazy.
Lauren's like, let me just turn this down. Free beers on the house.
Am I saying it right, Abbey Travis pub?
I'll be trapped.
Well, cheers, guys.
I'll be.
Cheers, everyone there.
Cheers.
Yes.
Mr. Pliny.
If you have a bar that you play Perfect Pour in, please let us know. PerfectPourPodcast.com and you can find PerfectPourPod@gmail.com. PerfectPourPodcast@gmail.com.
That's too much to remember, man.
I know.
That was way too much information, dude.
Nick, what you been drinking?
I'm embarrassed to admit this.
Do it. Oh.
If Coors Light wasn't bad enough, I actually like Coors Light. Iceman by Angry Orchard.
Whoa, yep.
We just had to try it because it was open and it was there and it was free. And we described this beer as...
Those are your excuses, huh?
This beer, I don't know. I don't know how they did this. I really don't know how they fucked up this bad because it was horrible. I don't know if that's bad to say a beer's horrible. I know we never said a beer's flat out horrible, but it was bad.
Wow. But, I mean, but you're not usually a cider beer person, so...
Yeah, that's true.
But you're, for that style, even, it was terrible?
Something was wrong with it.
Oh. It was infected, maybe, or something? Mm.
Yeah, let's just chalk it up to bad bottle.
Yeah, and bad bottle. Yeah, bad bottle.
Bad bottle. The Cali Cream Ale by Mother Earth Brewing.
Where is that from? Mother Earth Brewing.
You would have to.
Is that the North Carolina one?
I saw you. I think it's a San Diego beer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Vista, California. Sorry.
Vista.
Sorry, Mother Earth. I really liked your beer because it has a Volkswagen bus on it.
Oh, yeah. The brothers love Volkswagen.
Yeah. It was delicious, though. It was like a cream soda.
Where did you get it from?
When we were down in San Diego.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did I miss that?
It was a San Diego pool. No, I didn't say that specifically.
Okay. It's everywhere but here, so we happen to be somewhere.
Wait, some place you weren't in Fresno?
That's a growing trend in Fresno. It's everywhere but here.
Everywhere but here.
We're a lot better than we were a year ago.
Well, so apparently we got Tioga Sequoia brewing some good stuff.
Yeah.
We got a local, and it's
Could
nice.
You imagine if Tioga was terrible at brewing? How bad off we'd be?
Actually, that would make more sense. Actually,
you don't have to imagine because they're.
You guys would be doing podcasts about Rolling Rock. And
the Rolling Rock podcast.
Rolling Rock. This is freaking awesome.
I got a 30-pack for $7.
I used to really drink a lot of Rolling Rock.
I'll drink a Rolling Rock. If I'm trying to space out my evening and I wanted to appear that I have a beer.
I need to keep up appearances. I'll put a Rolling Rock on my hand.
Someone might see me. I won't have a beer in my hand. Yeah. Fuck, that's embarrassing.
I can't do that.
Then you pull.
Give me a can, quick.
But a green bottle is a big big red no-no, though, in the craft beer world, if you're holding a green bottle.
Yeah, I think it's under 20% light is blocked out of green and blue bottles. And you might as well just have a clear bottle.
Yeah, you can't have a clear bottle and you can't have a green bottle in your hand. Then you're in trouble.
Yeah, which craft is why...
Craft beer world.
Which is weird because people usually cannot stand the draft or cans of Newcastle. But that's because they're used to clear bottle.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. Huh.
So it's...
Wow. Yeah. Really? There's been a scientific study. Newcastle fans are like, I don't like it on draft. No, I like it in the bottle.
I used to drink a shitload of Newcastle on draft.
I've seen a lot of people.
That was all you ordered back in.
That's it. Two pitchers every night. And then they start giving me the shits. I was like,
Newcastle gives you the runnies.
Whole new meaning to the word brown ale.
That's right. That's when I switched to Sierra Nevada.
Nice. Wow. Excellent choice.
Mm-hmm. That's what I did. I left that and went to Sierra Nevada.
Well, to finish off my being caught drinking, my personal beer fest, big-ass beer day, I broke open the first beer I personally aged, my 2012 Firestone Walker Parabola.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And how was it?
Damn near a bad idea to do all by yourself.
Oh.
It was so good.
Oh, yeah. How dare you to do that by yourself, though, dude? That's messed up.
I think it was 13%, 12 or 13% beer, 22 ounce.
Yeah.
Yeah, that beer really needs to be in 12 ounce bottles. That was dangerous.
Woo. How are you feeling the next day? After your big ass beer fest.
Big ass beer fest. I'm alive. Hangover. I'm here to podcast about it.
Yeah,
big ass headache.
The beer though, was it good? Like
much better. Oh shit, it got way better. It's smoother, richer, and it just like hits you.
Is that usually what happens when you age a beer? It just gets smoother. Like the more a beer that's good for aging, if you, the more you age it, the smoother it gets.
It could. Some get boozier. Some get more alcohol bite to them. But for the most part, yeah, the flavors continue
to mingle. See, I wouldn't want it. If it's going to get more of an alcohol bite, then I wouldn't want to age something.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know?
Yeah. Unless you like rubbing alcohol.
Well, I could get used to it, I guess, if I had to.
Oh.
Bells, have you been drinking anything of interest?
I have. I have, actually. The other night, I poured it on. I had a few Sculpins, a few double dry hops.
That's good.
Had a therapist.
Ooh.
Wow. Whoa. Yeah. You felt it the next morning, didn't you?
Well, I was splitting this. I split the therapist with my brother-in-law.
Okay.
He and I were splitting everything. So we also tried a bottle of my neighbor's brew. He had a big one, a 22 bomber.
Ooh.
And
nice.
It was good. It was, you know, we all tried it, and it went down fine. Then we went back to double dry hop, and then we had more double dry hop, and I wasn't feeling so hot the next day. I had a tough time at work. I'm like, man, I feel like I drank way too many beers last night. And then my wife texts me and says, "You drank way too many beers last night."
She just knew.
By the way, your pants are in the rain gutter of the house.
I found your pants.
So that therapist is pretty,
in the rain gutter.
It's pretty darn good.
Yes.
It's got a good punch to it. It's an ass kicker.
Mm-hmm.
Which, see, that's...
Take you to school.
The one thing I do like about the Tioga beers is... The double dry hop has the flavor of a big beer, but it's still the same 7.5%.
Oh, I like 7.5s.
When you get to most beers like Therapist and everything, they get to the 9-10% range, and those will just tear you up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They taste good, but they'll tear you up.
Mm. Interesting.
But most people think you need a high percentage to be cool.
To be cool.
Like me.
Nick's all up.
I don't know. I think IPA is between... 6.5 is a really light one. 7 to 8%.
Yeah,
that's my range.
That's a good ballpark.
I'm happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
I can control that.
Mm-hmm.
You can control yourself
sometimes,
that way.
Unless they're Pliny's. If they're Pliny's, and once you crack open the third bottle, all bets are off.
It's over.
You third have entered a realm. You might as well just keep going, because no matter what, you're going to feel like crap the next day.
4, 5, and 6, not far behind.
I think we need to open up something here before we leave this episode
we got
Craft
two
Beer
on the
Podcast.
Table.
We have two choices on the table.
One might be a bit warmer
Speakeasy
than the other.
Speakeasy Black Hand Milk Stout, chocolate milk stout, and the...
Bear
Republic Hot Rod Rye IPA.
Mm-hmm.
I vote Hot Rod.
Yeah, I double that.
Of course, Bill.
Motion seconded.
Seconded.
I double that. I bet. That, I
all
bet
the eyes.
All the eyes.
Three nays? Eyes. Nay.
All the nays.
All right. I bet
it passes.
I bet motion passes.
I felt like I was at Creative Fresno board meeting right there. Is that what happens at a flip meeting, Nick? Too?
Yes, that's exactly what
See?
Happens.
Nick.
Oh, I love a good smell of rye beer.
Rye in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Second. What do you got, like a glass for each different kind, Mike?
I got three glasses going on here. I'm trying to make sure it's properly all just...
He doesn't want to mix his tannins.
I don't want to mix. Yeah, thank you. I don't want to mix my tannins.
Tampons?
No, we're not a podcast like that.
Yet.
You got
yet. Give us a year, then we'll be
year two
then we'll be pricks. Okay. Then we'll be pricks.
So fellas, make sure you let the beer warm up so the tannins mellow. So we'll get this about a good 5 minutes.
All right, that sounds great.
That. How beers change as they warm up.
I was just being a jerk. He's being all literal.
Oh, there goes Nick, man. He's off.
I'm a stout
off on his
too.
Own. He's gonna start his own podcast now. Spinoff. big ass beer podcast.
Yes.
Let the poor mellow podcast.
Let the poor mellow.
Gotta have a jingle, you know. big ass beers. All country style, fucking some burly dude.
Big ass beers.
Out on the mountain with a fucking badass acoustic guitar.
Wow. Singing I like this. Where is this guy?
And then your show starts.
Where does this...
Richard Keel. I think
Richard
he's still...
Richard Keel. He still got the nail on his head. Yeah. Well, I think the Rhythm Wookiees should write my new theme song.
All right. We'll work on it.
You mean they... Or we.
Award-winning band.
So all right, on. So
Mike ignored that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to move on.
On to important news.
Some craft beer in the pop culture. Greg Koch from, Stone Brewing.
From,
Stone Brewing. Oh, he was on Chopped on Food Network, Food Network's popular Chopped. Producer Becky makes me watch that constantly.
Right.
It's watchable sure at does. Least. Yes.
So the one time it pays off.
Yeah, and he was on. And he was as one of the guest judges, and it was a beer themed Chopped. So every course you had to use a beer to cook your course with.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was one of the judges. He came off really well, and it was cool to have them cooking beer themed dinners and entrees and desserts and stuff. So,
was there one you want to try?
No,
no.
But I mean, they throw out crazy ass ingredients and make them try to figure out something from them. So they never really put together something you really want to have. They just it was just judged by you what you could do with that. And it's, can you hear the rain going? Yeah. It's just
it's coming down.
Oh, wow.
It's odd for Fresno to have rain, but you can hear that.
Sorely missed this year.
It sure was. Just hope it keeps raining like this for the next 2 weeks.
We're in a drought situation in California here. Man. I just screwed my mic up.
Man. It's really going out there.
Mike has been doing it so long, he just doesn't care anymore. Yeah. He's eating food on podcast and touching his mic and breaking shit.
Some other news: our friends, House of Pendragon, they're actually building inside their tap room.
Yes,
things are happening inside
mm-hmm.
of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right next to Mother Mary's.
Yep.
Yes. In fact, there's a hallway connecting the two.
I hear about that.
So you could go get a bowl of spaghetti and come over and get a Brenovier or something.
So that's coming soon, along with Tioga's tap room.
That place has the like award-winning steaks. Mary's.
Mother Mary?
Oh, what? Yeah. Wood-fired steaks, man.
Oh, why? Why has nobody... Bells, why have you not been here sooner to tell us about this?
Yeah, they did a great... there was a great steak-off a couple of years ago.
Really?
And they went to all the different restaurants. It was like a promotion. Who's got the best steak? And they beat out everyone.
That's the new podcast. Steak-off.
Steak-off.
Wow, they beat everyone?
That year they did.
Wow. Well,
so I had
not much has changed in Fresno since.
I had a ribeye.
Then
it was pretty damn good. You get a side of pasta and you get a side of these incredible green beans and a salad.
Wow.
Sounds good.
It's fucking
What beer delicious. Would you have paired that with, Bells?
They didn't have... Well, they got bullshit over there. I had it with... what the fuck did they have?
Bullshit. I paired it with bullshit.
They had bullshit. I had a soda.
A diet.
He had one of those situations where he went soda. That's a good call.
I had to say it, but my favorite ribeye was from a chain. Claim Jumpers used to make a really good ribeye.
I miss Claim Jumpers.
Yeah, I miss Claim Jumpers as well.
Then their hamburger was, holy shit, was it good.
Yeah.
Did you ever have the Gouda Applewood bacon burger?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that was amazing.
No.
That was an amazing hamburger.
I was very sad when they closed.
Yeah. For a chain, they do very well. Mike's checking the...
It's rain.
He's checking his rain meter.
Yeah.
I think we hit 2 inches.
We'll have the rain in the background. We're just trying to appreciate it because we're not used to it right now.
It's not crickets for once.
Yeah. But yeah. Before we used to have crickets on here. Now we have rain. I saw something that caught my interest that started following us on Twitter. Mm-hmm. At Perfect Pour Pod on Twitter, if you'd like to follow us. The Barbecue and Beer Festival in Chandler, Arizona.
Ooh.
200 kegs. 20,000 pounds of barbecue. March 22nd. I know McShane from Growler Radio would have to be there. And it doesn't say what the kegs are. I don't know.
Like all Bud Light?
Breweries are going to be there. All Bud Light. 200 kegs of Bud Light.
And meat.
And then meat. Welcome to our festival. Enjoy. So I guess that's all I got for news-wise.
News-wise?
Anybody else got anything before we get to cheers?
Locally, we got BC's Pizza Belgian BC's Pizza, Beer Belgian Festival kicking off.
If you're getting this on the Friday that we come out, the podcast comes out.
Then it's already
you've
started.
You've got time to get down to BC's this weekend for the Belgian Fest?
Well, it's going to go for 10 days.
Oh, so it goes 10 days. All right.
Oh, they say 10 days or till the beer runs out. So it's up to you.
It's up to you to get the beer to run out.
And then Northern California's Sacramento Beer Week. I almost said San Francisco.
Oh, when do you know the dates that
starts? It starts the 27th also, and it goes through March 9th. So it's another week in plus, week plus of fun times.
Just like SF Beer Week.
And they're just trying to keep up.
I'm sure track 7 will be all around that.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. Pangea Cafe, Lowbrow. Who knows?
Lowenbrow's going to be there?
Lowenbrow.
You're going to get some Lowenbrow? Nice.
Sweet.
Yes.
And then, of course, the Central Valley.
Buffets. That's not till May.
Yeah. That's
I used to collect old beer bottle caps back in like the 70s.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're made of iron?
No, they were caps. They were caps, but there were so many different kinds. Apparently, we had a lot of boozers around our neighborhood. Find caps everywhere and be like, oh,
clogging up storm drains.
Look at this.
Wow. Oh,
I found this.
So what was your gem in the collection? You had to have one that was...
Oh, God. There was one. I think it was called Lucky, and it was actually had a target.
It was the
symbol.
Yeah? Lucky Lager? That just sounds like it fits. I don't know.
You could be very well could be right.
But a target, huh? That was the aspiring cap to have.
Yeah, there wasn't too many of those.
Yeah.
All right.
Lowenbrow was always a badass cap. Fucking that thing.
It's like a lion and shit.
Yeah, fucking badass lion.
An acrylic sign of Lowenbrow at home.
Time for some cheers.
That thing would kick fierce creatures, animals' ass.
Oh, really? The Lowenbrow lion would kick fierce creatures' ass.
Kick its ass.
That's awesome.
You guys got any cheers for some folks?
Screw everybody.
All right, there you go. I'm just cheersing everyone that's on board with our weekly podcast. Hopefully everyone kind of can catch up, can keep up. Mm-hmm. Once everyone gets used to like us being weekly, then we can... Because I got a feeling a lot of people are backlogged now because you're used to this bi-weekly and you're just like... Mm-hmm. But now we're weekly, man. So we're gonna throw down for a little while and see how it works out. But if no one likes it, like, stop doing weekly. And we'll stop it.
We'll stop.
We don't get paid anymore doing weekly than we do bi-weekly. So... Bells, will Dorktown ever be weekly, Bells?
No, it doesn't need to be weekly. You give them too much.
This is too much. Too much free entertainment.
You got to let them wait. You got dissipation.
Yeah, they're like, I can't stand it no more. 2 weeks.
So I would like to say cheers to the Bitter Brewer.
Oh.
A nice...
Bitter Brewer.
Yeah, pretty cool dude. We understand the horrible things that happen at breweries and stuff like that. That's pretty awesome. I would also like to, if your name is John, Frank, Jeff, Steve, or maybe even Mary at the Abbey right now. If your name is one of those and you're sitting and listening to this right now, cheers to you.
Yay.
If your name's not one of those, screw you all.
I was not on that list.
Damn it. That's good.
Nah, that's
good. That's enough cheers for me.
That's enough. We got next week to give more cheers to.
I will make a better list for next week.
Yeah. That was a solid list.
Solid.
Solid.
Mm, Yeah.
Pick somebody of the crowd.
Yeah, I'm looking for the clever ones. Instagrammers, mostly. The brew shall set you free.
The brew shall set you free?
The brew shall set you free.
On the Instagram?
On the Instagram.
Perfect Pour Pod on Instagram.
Perfect Pour Pod. What else? Good Beer Hunting. What else do we got? Craft Beer Addict. Pub Cakes. Pub Cakes makes gourmet cupcakes out of craft beer.
Mm.
How does that not sound delicious?
It does.
Oh, man, that would be...
Where are they at?
They are San Diego, California.
Oh, of course they are.
Of course they are.
San Diego has it all.
Whale's vagina.
The Germans named it. What else do we got here? That'll do it.
All right. Bells, do you have anyone to give cheers to? You want to cheers to anyone?
I want to cheers you guys.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
That's why I wanted to come by, man.
That's the only reason.
That was it. I want to come hang out.
Free get beer. Some beer.
Yeah, drinks. I was going to drink some of your beer and tell you thank you.
And eat some of our nuts.
Thank you, Bells.
And have a sandwich.
That's so pleasant of you. Have some Girl Scout cookies.
Who's going to make
if anyone sandwich? Wants Girl Scout cookies, I got them. I'm your dealer. You come to me. $4 a box, get your Girl Scout cookies.
Mike's the pusher.
They pair well with any beer you've got. There's a Girl Scout cookie pairing with whatever beer style you like.
You buy 4 boxes, I protect you for a week.
Yes.
Okay. 4 boxes a week, I protect you for that week, okay?
All right, thank you for listening to The Perfect Pour. PerfectPourPodcast.com. Bam, 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 bam. We're just going to steal from Growler Radio. Steal everything Growler Radio does. Suck it, Growler Radio.
Yep, I'm gonna
Growler
go.
Radio.
I'm gonna go on beer.
Growler Radio. Is that there? I don't think that's it.
That is it.
Growler Radio. Sounds like a PBS like midday show or something. Growler Radio. I don't know. Sorry.
We need the bitch in harmony.
Go look for Growler Radio for a better podcast. Thanks for everyone for listening. Give us some feedback in between shows. We need it. We need your content. We're going to be a weekly show. We need more content. 559-492-0542 if you want to leave a voicemail. PerfectPourPodcast.com takes you to our thing. Go on iTunes. Leave a review. Do something. Or just drink your beer. Just drink your beer like normal and hang out with us.
But that's not doing anything.
Nah, it's all right.
No.
All right, sunburns. Do something. Play music.